Welcome, everybody. Share number 1521. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moisha Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moisha and Rafua Shalema Sara Gittel Bas Tzivya. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about various different interesting examples which come up on Shabbos. We're talking about Vada Vada, what you could talk about on Shabbos. But sometimes you have even Mimsei Chefsecha, which we've learned before that, and Vada Vada together in one type of discussion. Okay, so just one more last example. We went through the last share, we spoke about planning a vacation, right? A person's planning a vacation that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. It's a little bit different if it's Eretz Yisrael, a mitzvah. We spoke about that. But if it's just on a vacation, I'm going to Mexico, I'm going here, I'm going there, whatever the case might be, one has to be careful not to do it on Shabbos. Now, interesting, he says, and we did mention, again, just to review, the halachas are very important to get the understanding. And the only way you get understanding is to review and get different examples and see how it falls into play. But to talk about a vacation that you were on, that was fine. Yeah, good. We were in London, you know, last week. Everything was wonderful. Everything was beautiful. So that's okay. It's the planning itself. It's the talking about what you will do and the carrying it out and so on, whereby you have the problem. One more example he brings down, does the Sefer Lamed Tes on page 105, verbalizing arrangements to drive a friend to the city would be a problem. Also, right there, after Shabbos, I'm going to be driving over here, I'll drive my friend over there, I'm going to be driving here, that can be said, right, to mow a neighbor's lawn, for example, repair an appliance, and just giving some examples. I'm going to fix this thing after Shabbos, I'm going to mow the lawn after Shabbos, whatever the case might be. I roll examples that entail both Vidaver Dover and Mimsai Chefsecha, because there's a discussion of the Malacha, right, of the malacha, intentions as well as active preparations. In other words, a person says, you know, let's say Sunday, I'm going to be mowing the lawn. Tomorrow I'm going to take, you know, or I might even say a time or whatever the case might be. So you have Mimsei Chefsecha because of the fact that it's discussions of the malacha, intentions as well as an active preparation for expediting plans for the malacha. Okay, fine. So that's that. Now he says further, he continues on, verbally implied intentions. As stated above, he says, the key word in the Navi is hiluchacha. Hiluchacha means you're walking, you're going. Mimsei Chefsecha is your activities. These are just key words in the psukim that we've been talking about straight through. Vidaba Davar is spoken words. Each denotes a quality of explicitness, thereby precluding machshava, right? Unrevelant intent. Okay. So first you have the going, the activities, and the speaking. And then you have machshava, which is thought. Therefore, only an explicit verbalizing of one's intention to do a malacha. Okay, that's an important thing to keep in mind. Only an explicit verbalizing of one's intention to do the malacha. I will do this. I will do that. Or other rabbinic restrictions. Anything else that's also midrabanan, right? Whatever the case might be, even if it's, we said, even whether the thing you're talking about you're going to do is asim in a Torah, or whether it's asim midrabanan, you can't say it on Shabbos. If you're planning on doing it, right? If you're talking about doing it after Shabbos is not allowed. Verbal intentions that are subtly implied are not forbidden. So he gives an example. What are we talking about? What's an example whereby it would possibly be okay? For example, one may say that he intends to travel to another city as long as he does not say that he intends to drive there. Right, you could walk there. That's what we spoke about last time. There's two different ways to do different things. Right, sometimes I could walk. Sometimes the walking itself is not allowed because of tchum or the tchum, whatever the case might be. But sometimes it is allowed. So usually in general, if you say an action whereby it's not, you know, 100% that it's also, I could do it in a way that's allowed, right? So then that's okay. Only deeper explicit verbal expression is aser. Mere machshava, implicit intent, is not aser. So that's what we were talking about, that when you say something, I intend to travel over there to another city, and I could do it the various different ways. I mean, there are ways I could do it that's allowed, right? I could wash the dishes also. There's ways that I could, I'm going to wash the dishes Tuesday. Fine. So, okay. So I'll wash it the way that's allowed. Tuesday, I might take a sponge and use hot water. Okay. I wash dishes on Shabbos also if I need them on Shabbos. I need my dishes on Shabbos. We said last time, right? I'm allowed to wash my dishes on Shabbos, right? If I need them, and there's ways to do it halachically. I'm not using a sponge. I'm not using hard soap, whatever. I use liquid soap, right? All these things we discussed. So I could wash dishes. The fact that I say I'm going to wash dishes on Tuesday, okay, so who said you're going to do it the way that's usher to do? But when you're saying it in a way, I will drive, so that's what we said. When you're saying it in a way and the explicit intent of isser is coming out, that's what he says. One may say that they intend to travel to another city as long as they don't say that they intend to drive to the other city. Because that all falls under machshava. That's the point we're trying to say over here. It falls under machshava, right? You have the mimsech hefsecha, you have the dabadava, but the machshava part is okay. That's what we've been talking about all along. The case actually in the Shulchan Aruch, if a person says, well, tells his friend, could you meet me here and here after Shabbos or whatever case is? Again, it doesn't apply so much today, but if there's a way of getting there through mechitzas, make mechitzas, whatever, there's a whole thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, there's a way to do it that's okay to do on Shabbos itself if somebody would, so that would be fine. It falls under machshava. In other words, the punchline being, like the Sefer Lamed Tes Melacha says in Ha'ara number 423 in the back, so if there's a tzad heter, there's a way to do it halachically okay on Shabbos, then yachal lo malachaveirei she'asenu lamocha. Then you can tell it to your friend, or to say it and discuss it in general, even today, because today itself you can do it in a way that's okay. Who says you're going to do it the way that's also to do? Okay, so that's basically the story in a nutshell. But if you say the word driving, there's no way to drive that's allowed to be done on Shabbos. Driving is aser on Shabbos. There's no way to do it in a halachically legal manner. So obviously that is aser to say. And that's how he ends off. It's just I'm going. And I'm not going with the car, I'm just going. I plan on going, right? Havei bechlal. And again, there has to be a way that you could do it, that you could get there legal, halachically illegal way. Havi bichlal hirer v'loy diber. That's the point over here. Okay, he just finishes off, and even if the place you're going is a question of the tchumim, you're going to go past the tchum, whatever the case is. We didn't learn those halachas, but if you go past a certain point outside the city, okay, whatever. It's a very complicated halachas. I'm not going to get into that right now. By foot, right? I'm just going, and even I say I go here and here, there's no way to get there without passing the tchum. But again, there are certain ways to do it through making these various different type of mechitzes, which we're not going to get into right now. Therefore, would also fall under the halachas of hirur, even legabei tchumin. He brings it down like that. And that's all in the Shulchan Aruch and our Simen Shin Zayin. We'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.